Let's talk movies. He's back from the wilds. Mr. Michael Jones, welcome back.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's very good to have you back in.
It's good to be back. I've seen some pretty ordinary movies on some aeroplanes recently.
That's what aeroplanes are for.
Yes. MS Dhoni, The Untold Story. It was a particular low light, but I won't talk about that today.
Let's not.
No. Anyway, well, I'll talk about some films which do get released today officially. I think they both had some preview screenings over the last weekend. Atomic Blonde and The Big Sick.
Ah, I'm hearing good things about both.
Yes, I'll start with Atomic Blonde. This one stars Charlize Theron, James McAvoy, Sophia Boutella, Toby Jones and John Goodman. It's directed by David Leitch. A name probably unfamiliar to most people, but apparently he did co-direct the original John Wick, but did not receive a credit. So you can guess there might be just a little bit of violence in this film. Look, it's about MI6 agent Lorraine Broughton. She's being sent to Berlin in late 1989 to recover a missing list of double agents. She has just two problems. Everyone, and that means like the KGB, the Stasi, the CIA, and even the DGSE, all know what she's there for. And her second problem is that Berlin Chief of Station David Percival, played by James McAvoy, may not be who he seems or what he pretends to be. Look, don't go to this film expecting John le Carré-type subtlety. Atomic Blonde is based on a series of graphic novels called The Calder City. You can expect to see Charlize Theron sporting some of the most stylish fashion of the period. I don't know how she fitted it all into her suitcase for this very short mission, whilst kicking, punching, stabbing, shooting, bashing, and throttling her way through a production line of KGB and Stasi goons to a very cool 80s soundtrack. Even if people were probably no longer listening to some of the songs that are featured in the soundtrack by 1989, I'm sure not even in East Germany were they still listening to Nina's 99 Luftballons in 1989. Anyway, the highlight of this film, of course, is the choreography of the fight scenes. Lorraine gives as good as she gets, and she does get hurt at times. She even shows bruises towards the end of the film. And there's one particularly amazing sequence on a stairwell. It takes about 10 minutes, but it was all shot in one take, and it was such an intense scene that both actors and I'm guessing the audience will be gasping for breath at the end. But speaking of gasping for breath, it's actually quite amazing that Charlize Theron had any breath at all. When she's not kicking ass or kicking balls, she's constantly smoking in this film. Big tobacco executives must be high-fiving each other in their ivory towers. This film fetishizes smoking so much it should have come with a warning from the Surgeon General. And one other thing to warn people about, an exceptionally cheesy lesbian love scene. I think the director's been watching a little bit too much porn.
Okay.
Anyway, Atomic Blonde, it is very much a case of style over substance, but it is explosive at times.
Alrighty.
I'll move on to The Big Sick, shall I?
Please. I think it's going to be very different.
Very different film. This is a romantic comedy starring Kumail Nanjiani, whose name you might remember from Silicon Valley, Zoe Kazan, granddaughter of Elia Kazan, Holly Hunter and Ray Romano. It's directed by Michael Showalter, and it's produced by Judd Apatow. This film was written by Emily V. Gordon and Kumail Nanjiani. The Big Sick is actually the story of the beginning of their relationship. It starts with Kumail being a budding stand-up comedian and Emily as a grad student. As Nanjiani is dealing with his family's attempts to set him up with various Pakistani wives, at the time he's trying to start a relationship with Emily, she develops a grave illness, which results in her being put into a medically induced coma. And this is all true, apparently.
Wow.
It's then that Kumail meets Emily's parents for the first time and awkwardness ensues. Look, The Big Sick, it's a really likable comedy about relationships, not just about relationships between the two main protagonists, of course, but also about Nanjiani's relationships with members of his own family, his mother, brother and father, and his evolving relationship with Emily's parents, Beth, played by Holly Hunter, and Terry, played by Ray Romano, as they sort of awkwardly get to know each other. Kumail's really, really pained conversation about 9/11 with Terry is a comedy highlight of the film. Yeah, and Ray Romano's performance was a particular highlight of this. He's very understated in this film, and he's always hilarious, and which is kind of surprising if you've seen his work in Everybody Loves Raymond. But apparently he's an old stand-up buddy of Judd Apatow, so okay. that's probably how he got connected to this film. This film also deals with friendships between Kumail Nanjiani and his fellow stand-up comics. Like, there's lots of home truths delivered with, you know, lots of acerbic wit. Whilst The Big Sick is probably maybe 10 to 15 minutes too long, it is actually very, very funny and addresses quite a few issues, you know, facing America and Western society today, like intercultural, interracial relationships, how to cope with illness, the medical system in the United States, and more personal things like finding out who you are, who you want to be, and who you want to be with. You may even have a lump in your throat by the end of this film. Look, if you're feeling a bit down, I'd prescribe a healthy dose of The Big Sick to cure what ails you.
Michael Jones, thank you very much.
Pleasure.